Roy Kent.
Roy Kent. Jamie Tart.
Jamie Tart.
Oh, man. I miss that show.
Ah, it's a good show.
Did you see the news about The Masked Singer?
Uh-oh. No.
Oh, did you hear about the new twist? The game-changing twist?
No.
The game is changed, Craig.
Uh-oh. Please tell me it doesn't tie into the show that comes on after it.
I don't know. I hope not. I don't think I can watch that weird Avatar show.
Yeah.
No. They're introducing the take it off button at any point. If a judge feels confident that they know who the person is, they can hit the take it off button, make a guess, and if they're correct, they are immediately removed.
Huh.
Allegedly.
How many times can a judge do this? Once?
I don't know.
And so if they get it wrong, the person gets to still keep playing.
Correct.
Hmm.
Alpha for the win, by the way.
But I don't know if I like that, because if someone's a really good singer, they might get the boot instantaneously if you know who it is.
I don't know. This is all. It's all I've picked up so far.
Huh.
All I know is from what you guys have said, and from what I understand, there are no more really good singers on The Masked Singer. So,
well, that's mostly true. This will be the year, though, where Joel McHale is a contestant, not a singer. Confident. This is the year.
He won't be a guest judge.
Nope.
Does he sing?
No. That's even Blind's even better. That way he can get the boot like week one and then still come back and be a guest judge later. So you get to double up on your Joel McHale.
Nice. All right.
Because as always, I can always use out, more Ray. Joel McHale. Did Ray open the channel?
Ray opened the channel an hour and a half ago.
Oh my God, there's people in there.
It is well past 9 o'clock.
Man, to listen to Masked Singer talk. Man, that's only good for Sartute. Man. Hokey smoked Bullwinkle. Here we go. greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 309th delayed installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. As always, I'm Craig with two slackers who take infinite amount of weeks off from this show and never show up on time. It's Ray and Ian.
Hello.
Howdy.
At least one small part of that is true. this is the week of 922 through 29. Still, sadly, in the year of the never-ending COVID. It's just never going away. Rest of my life, year of the COVID. In your 5-day 4-star crash on the Titans, since we're going to try and catch up, so buckle up, buckaroos. Okay. On the 9th, we had Bishop versus his twin brother, Cable. Did you Bishop? Did you try to Bishop?
Nope. Cable looks tough.
I don't think there was much of a chance.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have a very good character.
2-1-1, level 70? Yeah.
You're bummed.
Yeah. Nope, didn't. It's been a rough ride.
Yeah.
All right. The next one, you should have had a much better chance. The Cloak and or Dagger versus Doctor Strange.
You know, it just so happens that I was on vacation that whole time and may or may not have taken a computer with me and still refused to switch over to mobile. So it's possible I played zero times in that 7-day stretch.
Ah, you are the worst. how about, all right, let's skip ahead to Ray then. Dazzler versus Baby Groot?
How are you skipping over to me?
Devastated him.
You played on vacation.
Well, this is true. But yeah, Dazzler was easy against Baby Groot. That was,
Really? Alrighty. So if I throw some ISO on her, maybe I'll get somewhere 3-2-2?
I don't know. I mean, I used her green to do all the damage. Yeah. But I was able to match away some of the strike tiles right away. And yeah, it wasn't really a problem.
All right, I'll give it a look after the show.
All right, the next two we got coming up, which I put in the wrong month even. Jesus. We have Kurt versus the Melonhead.
Yeah.
You can bamf your way to victory there?
I think so.
Seems likely.
Yeah.
And then 29th, someone that I think is Northstar versus Thanos. I had to look at that picture more than once because I always forget that that's a character in this game. I'm like, who is that?
So once again...
Yeah, I'm going to have to... try to win that Nightcrawler one, because that North Star versus Thanos isn't going to go my way.
Once again, Kurt Wagner, we have, three different builds. We can't agree.
Now, In fairness to my terrible, terrible build, as you can see, it's not championed, and I've never had an opportunity to go range it.
Okay, sure.
Everybody knows Banff is the answer.
Right. That's exactly where I was going with that statement, so yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have five purple.
Right.
I mean, yeah, no doubt.
And your 1-0-0 North Star, yeah, is not gonna probably fare very well.
Maybe I will. I feel like I should even consider dusting off some of my moldy ISO and promoting him to a champion
so
that I can spec him appropriately.
He's worth it. He's fun.
Yeah.
Not North Star, just so we're clear.
No, we're talking about, I'm talking about Nightcrawler. Poor North Star, 1-0-0.
I mean, I'm a little worried about North Star winning it for me against 4-star Thanos, so...
Yeah, I don't remember anything that North Star does except try to tag team his sister, like they high-five or something.
Yeah, they got a Wonder Twins thing going on.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar.
And then he's got a speed where he destroys a row or something, but it does, like, next to no damage. I don't...
You got me, buddy. Storyland. Thick of Steve's is running now. That'll get you Deadpool, Gamora... Some Odin shards. Placement is the Gator and some IM-46 shards. That's followed up by the Hunt. Again, Doom, Gator, Loki. Placement is some Romper Stompers and some new character shards. Ian, you remember Romper Stompers?
Yeah, those cups that had strings coming out the top and you wore them on your feet.
Yeah.
They were like baby stilts. Yeah, they were dope.
Yeah. That's followed up by introducing the new character. And then the Puzzle Gauntlet as well is coming back. And that'll get you a Wong token.
Okay.
Not the Ray token, the Wong token. Movie tie in there, I guess. PvP land right now, it is the never popular combined arms. That'll get you Star-Lord and Wasp. Placement is Miles and Big Storm. So there you go. News. Hey, we got a new character.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of an old character.
What was the clue? Does anybody know?
Destined to Rule?
Huh.
Something like that?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Okay.
Anyway, we got the 5-star Age of Ultron Ultron.
Wow.
He is clearly a villain. He is blue, black, and red.
The Ultron Age of Ultron Ultron?
That's right.
Okay.
The blue power is called Hive Mind. This is a passive. Each turn, if there are 5 or fewer friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles on the board, Ultron converts a basic tile adjacent to one of these tiles. That doesn't even make any sense. Hold on, I gotta read this 3 times because the wording makes no sense to me. Each turn, if there are 5 or fewer friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles on the board, Ultron converts a basic tile adjacent to one of these tiles to a strength tile of the same type. So it doesn't do anything if there's no tiles on the board?
That's what it seems like. Or if there are too many.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Oh,
if
he
there are
improves
more than 5
them
tiles, he improves a random one.
Right.
Yeah. As it goes up at max level, it's 1,028. That's a significant boost.
Yeah.
At level 5, it is 255.
Hmm.
Black power, gravitational force, 8 black. Create a 2-turn black countdown tile that destroys 1 AP and the target's strongest color each turn, and then stuns them for 1 turn when it expires. At level 2, you get 2 turns of stun. Level 3, it becomes fortified. When you get up to level 5, it's destroying 3 AP and the enemy's strongest color. That's okay.
Yeah.
AP destruction, some stunning. That's nice. Red, 7 red, energy beams. Deal some damage. If there are at least 6 friendly strike, protect, or attack tiles on the board, this damage cannot be reduced. That's nice. Then create 2 strike tiles on top of that. Alright, so it keeps amplifying itself up a little bit. Level 3, damage can't be reduced if there are 5 tiles on the board and it makes 3. At level 5, it's dealing damage that can't be reduced if there are 4 tiles on the board and it's creating 4 strike tiles of its own.
Nice.
Yeah, he does have the laser fingers, as Donkey T says, pew pew.
That's fair.
Yeah. 355?
Oh, 355 for sure. First of all, this is one of the first new character descriptions that you've delivered that I was wide awake through. Like, I was so excited about the prospect of Ultron, I was genuinely riveted. I was like, oh, I'm never going to get to enjoy this, but I really want to, I really want to experience it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ultron, Unyielding Ultron Cover Store is going to run the 23rd to October 3rd. Chance to get Ultron there. Increased chances in 10x and 40x pulls. There's an Ultron Limited Vault, the 30th to the 5th. 40 items, one of which is a Pirate Kate, and one of which is a God Complex Legendary Store Token. That sounds exciting. The God Complex Store, the 30th to the 5th, 15% chance to get Ultron. Loki, and Magneto.
What?
I like that badge.
Why wouldn't it be God Emperor Doom?
I don't know.
Well, it's in his name.
I well, yes. I can't argue that.
I'm completely on board with Logi, God of Mischief.
Yeah, sure. Boom. Yep.
I don't know, dude. Suck it.
Righteous.
That's all I can tell you. Ultron is in placement rewards, some shards there in the hunt.
It's
as
like the
said.
Blue Crimson Bands all over again.
He's in progression rewards in Lost in Time, starting the 27th to the 1st. He's in some shards. There's a placement reward in Web 2.0, the Miles Morales. That's running the 23rd to the 27th. And his event is called Peace in Our Time. It's running the 26th to the 29th. And that will get you tokens to that Unyielding Ultron cover story.
I like the name of that event, but at the same time, it's not, you know, like, it's not funny. It's not punny. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I get it.
So there you go. After years of fighting Ultron, you can be Ultron and fight Ultron.
Nice.
So when we have the Ultron, you know, Alliance event, you can Ultron your Ultron. Man, I wish they'd bring back the non-mirror characters.
The what?
Back in the day when you couldn't have the same people on either sides of the, you know, of a fight.
Oh, right.
That I miss those days.
I can't say I'm missing them, but I do remember them.
Yeah. I don't know what you got. No news. I said I had a tree just fall in the backyard a minute ago.
Yeah.
So I got that going for me.
I don't like to speak for other people, but I'm going to go ahead and say our vacation was awesome.
It was incredible. Nice. The food.
Yeah.
I don't know how to
do. Our whole days were planned around what to do between lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
Everything else was just sleeping and drinking.
The surviving of the Atlantic, even though I can't swim, that was strangely fun.
Yeah, that was solid.
Yeah.
So I go to the beach and I forget my sunglasses and I'm swimming in the ocean and I feel some like ocean critters bouncing on my legs and I reach down to see what it is. It's a pair of sunglasses.
Oh.
They fit me great. It was wonderful.
The universe is looking out for you, son.
It really was.
Look at that.
That's the kind of trip it was the whole time.
Man. Stepped in something and came out smelling like roses.
Yeah. I saw a Mr. Rhyme. I didn't even know those existed. It was awesome.
Like Busta's brother?
No, like an evolved Mr. Mime.
From Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay. I had no idea what you
Surely you know who Mr. Mime is.
Yeah, but that wasn't that connection was ever going to get made in my brain there.
Oh, well, yeah, I had never even, I didn't even know Mr. Rhyme was available in the game.
Huh. According to Samurai, he's a Euro regional Pokemon, so.
Oh, maybe someone was there from overseas on vacation?
Maybe. Seems likely.
It was Roy
at
Kent
this point.
Came over to pick up his Emmy.
It probably was.
He stopped at the beach. Ray, you got any news?
No, it's the same news as Ian, so.
Right.
Oh, wait. Tomorrow.
Yes.
We have to mention the whole D2R. It's tomorrow. Like,
yeah, well, that's everyone should already know that. I mean,
well, sure, but
unless
I mean,
living under a rock.
What this does mean is this will likely be the least edited Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast episode in history. So,
yeah, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, D2R. Be there or be square.
I will be soundly square.
All right. Ray and I are both complete degenerates and have 2 days off from work to play Diablo. So.
Play a game that Ray has been literally playing for the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but now it's new and better.
But this one has visible garlic.
But now it's prettier. Oh, yeah, don't get him going about the garlic. Good Lord. Come look at the garlic.
Happy early birthday, Alpha.
All right, roll it forward then. Ian, hit me with your top three.
All right. Top three this week. We're going to do our top three viral videos. So, I don't remember. I used to keep track of the order.
No, you
I
haven't.
I think I'm going to go first this week.
You go first 94% of the time.
All right, good. You go first.
All right.
How about that?
All right. My number three. I'm going to go with Listen Linda.
I don't know that one.
No.
Sorry. I knew I would not know some of these.
Oh, I will put it in the chat.
All right.
It is a 3-year-old kid who is talking to his mother because he wants a cupcake or some such.
Oh, right.
And her name is Linda. And it's cute.
I have seen
okay.
it.
That's my number three. Listen, Linda.
All right. Ray?
All right. I'm going with a classic. I enjoyed this. This is like one of the originals from way back. The Star Wars kid. I love the Star Wars kid. He makes me happy every time I see him. the fact that he enjoys swinging that mop handle or whatever it is around so fervently. Like,
yeah, I don't know if it's a golf club or...
I don't...
I guess it's too long to be a golf club.
Yeah, it's way long. And this came out right after the Star Wars Episode 1, so he was imitating Darth Maul really poorly, and it's just... apparently he needed therapy because it had, 67 million views or whatever, but...
Yeah. The sound effects are some of the best part.
Well, they were added later, but sure, yeah.
No. As he twirls around, he makes some of the...
Oh.
Some noises himself.
Sure.
Yes, then once you got the edited versions where they actually, painted the ends of the stick red and
yeah,
went all out. Kid. Yeah.
As a kid, I would go outside and swing sticks around, So I get where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We all pretended to be, in that universe with that whiny punk kid who got to be a Jedi. Ian?
All right. My number three. So I'm at a disadvantage because I don't know how to use the internet, and I don't know how to post things in the chat. But my number three, nevertheless, is Techno Viking.
If
you have never seen Techno Viking, they are in a European country that I'm not certain of.
Techno Viking
and
now?
They are walking down the street having some sort of weird techno parade, and someone comes over to hassle some of the dancers, and this... chiseled, shirtless Viking gentleman just appears out of nowhere and just shuts it all down. He's like, don't touch it. And then he busts out the best dance moves as he's marching down the street in this weird shirtless techno parade. I highly recommend it. I checked it before the show to make sure it held up. It definitely holds up.
I have never seen that.
I have seen this before. I completely had forgotten about it, but yeah, he is enjoyable.
Huh, all right. Number two, I went with another classic in my brain. Good old Charlie Bit My Finger.
Knew that was on the list.
I love Charlie Bit My Finger.
I knew it was on his list too. I intentionally left it off my list because I didn't want to spoil either his list or your list. I wasn't sure where it was going to show up.
Charlie,
that really hurt.
Yes, that. Charlie, which sold for $780,000 for the non-fungible token of Charlie Bit My Finger.
Okay. All right, Ray. My number two is a little bit different. However, I cannot watch this video, with the sound on, without laughing. It's just, she has such a contagious laugh that it's great. It is the Laughing Chewbacca Mask Lady.
I've never seen this either.
I don't know what it is either.
She's in Kohl's and she sees this Chewbacca mask and you put it on and the jaw moves when your jaw moves. And when the jaw moves, it makes a Chewbacca sound. And then she gets it on her face and she just starts laughing. And it is endless. Like, it's an endless loop of the Chewbacca making sounds and her laughing. And it's just...
So can I just skip to 2 minutes and watch her put on the mask?
Yeah, probably. I don't know how far in it is, but yeah, it's a little...
It's more than halfway through.
Because she explains that it's not for her kids. It's for her. I don't know. She's just a fun lady. And I always enjoy watching it.
All right. I don't have time to watch the whole thing, but it is a little bit funny. I feel like she just gets, further and further into it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. My number two, like Craig says, in my mind, it's a classic. It was brought to me by my good friend Craig. And it's the Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Snape. It is, Snape. Yeah, just a series of hand puppets Snape. That are... Yeah. Snape.
Ron Weasley.
Dumbledore. Dumbledore.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen that. That's the first one I haven't seen.
It's Ray. Hilarious.
It's a treat.
I haven't watched this in so long.
Well, you can finish the list up whenever you're done enjoying.
Oh my god, I just thought of one right now that I have not seen for so... I'm going to add it to my honorable mentions real quick.
Okay.
Holy f***. Sorry about that. I didn't say that. Hey, bro, now Ray's going to edit it.
Yeah, making work for me. I see how you are.
Sorry, I could not believe this didn't make my list until right now. Wow. Okay, my number one.
Yes.
As Ray previously mentioned, I went to the OG of the videos for me. 2002, a dude by the name of Ghislaine Raza. He's the Star Wars kid. Uh-huh. 2002, we were watching that video when we still worked at the AccuWeathers.
Yeah.
Man, I so much wanted to see Mitch, you know, reenact that.
All right.
That video is just so iconic. I mean, it's...
Sure.
Oh, no. Is it going to flip-flop? Ray, what's your number one?
It is not... No, it's not going to flip-flop. No, but...
It's not Charlie Bit My Finger?
I do not think that anybody... Like, this is a rare one, I think. But to... I think it's a viral video. I think it counts. I don't know how many views it's got. It is Dad at Comedy Barn. There's a really kind of cheap comedy place. It looks like it's in a barn, and they're doing this silly comedy bit, but they get three guys on stage, and one of them has a laugh that makes everybody laugh. And eventually, they just put a mic in front of him and listen to him laugh for minutes on end, and it is the dumbest laugh you've ever heard. I can't really give it, like, I can't describe it and give it justice, so.
That's fine. I'll definitely check it out. I just love that your top two viral videos of all time are essentially the same video.
Yeah, it just, people laughing, and it makes me laugh. Like, they couldn't continue their little stupid comedy bit because the main guy was laughing so hard, he couldn't do it.
I can't believe someone laughs like that for real.
Right. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Ian, what you got?
So, this one also, I mean, I don't know if it's the original viral video or if it even counts, but for me, it's badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
Oh, sure.
Mushroom, mushroom, snake. Snake.
It's a snake.
Ooh, creepy snake.
Yeah, that and all of the loops of that and iterations of that are pretty good, but yeah, the original, the original's the best.
I'm sure you love the footy one, you know, footy, footy.
Yeah,
footy,
yeah, that
footy.
One's funny too, but there's badger, 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 mushroom, mushroom.
Yep. Yep. I mean, badgerbadgerbadger.com. I mean, we used to go there right. All the time.
Dad at Comedy Barn definitely qualifies, by the way. It has 26 million views, so.
Wow. All right, so I now have two honorable mentions.
Okay.
The one I just thought of as we were sitting here is a classic for nerds. It is Summoner Geeks.
Oh, sure.
Which I had not thought of before. And then my traditional one is good old Leave Britney Alone.
Oh.
Both classic things.
Yeah, it aged well.
Yeah, now we're finally leaving Britney alone.
Right.
Ray, do you have any honorable mentions?
No, I actually don't. I didn't spend time looking for honorable mentions.
I do have one. It is by the same, we'll say, artist that created my number one video, Mr. Weeble, and that's only in Kenya.
Oh, right! I forgot about Kenya.
I checked it out. Totally holds up. The only one that I wanted to put on my list, or at least an honorable mention, but I don't remember what it was called. Again, was your fault, like all of these are. It was like a Mario parody song. I want to play. What is that?
Hello. I know. I want to play. That was from the same site that gave us... what was the thing? My nephew used to sing it all the time.
Who?
My nephew.
Not Peanut Butter Jelly Time?
Yeah. Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Jelly and a baseball bat.
It's Peanut Butter Jelly. Peanut Butter Jelly. Peanut Butter Jelly with a baseball bat.
I mean, that made it onto Family Guy. Brian sang that song.
Ah, that is good stuff.
It's the original viral video.
Ah, so good.
That was a good list. Thanks, guys.
I enjoyed that. So, as you brought up Kenya, I got a tangent for you. So, the other day we have our neighbors come over, and we're talking to them, and they are from Zimbabwe.
All right.
And we're talking about stuff, and I had, you know, and I don't know how we got onto different foods and things, and I was telling them that I had ordered, you know, some meat products, so I have some antelope in the freezer and some yak and that kind of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he goes on to tell me how good elephant meat is.
Oh.
And I'm like, man, I really want to try elephant meat now. But I don't think I can legally get it in this country.
No.
No. I would think no.
So apparently, wherever he lived in Zimbabwe, they had they would have elephant overrun, right? So they would have to cull the herd because the elephants would just eat everything and then there would be nothing for any of them to eat. You know, much like, you know, we have deer hunts you know, to thin down the deer. So they would call the elephant herd. And he would tell me how good he... That's what he misses most about Zimbabwe, is the elephant meat.
Mm.
So I was like,
I wonder if they have elephant jerky.
Well, that's what we started talking about. Biltong, and we got, you know, the, the springbok biltong.
That's where my brain went as
well. Right. I mean, elephant biltong. I mean, I would try that.
Yeah. Me as well.
Yeah.
I don't want to, but I will.
Yeah. So there you go. And, you know, and apparently they only have one beer.
Oh.
It's not labeled. It comes in a bottle. And either you want beer or... Because he said, is, you know, over there... Beer is beer. Just a clear bottle with beer in it. You just drink
beer
it.
Beer brand beer?
Yeah, it's just beer.
Zimbabwe is the movie Repo Man from 1981.
There you go. All right, let's move on. Yeah, what's with the trivia?
Oh, man. Well, if I remember ages ago when I last asked you a question, I think I asked about the superhero team that caused civil war, more or less, with the help of Nitro.
So I have an answer from listener comments. Do you want to see if it's correct?
I'm ready.
All right.
Yes.
So TJ Jar Author says, it was the New Warriors who were fighting Nitro when the Civil Wars tragically happened, and it led to the hilarious reboot of Speedball into Penance, who wore armor with the spikes inside to make sure that he suffered for the kids' deaths. Is that true?
That sounds right.
That's super accurate. Speedball really blew up around that time. He emerged as like the formerly ridiculous character that really turned into a pretty cool hero.
There you go.
But yes, New Warriors.
And he didn't say it this time, but I'm pretty sure that's, you know, again, off the top of his head.
Something, something, Batroc?
Right.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, you guys need to see the movie first before I can complain about this.
Okay.
Just at some point in your head, when you're watching this movie, a certain character's name will come up, and all I could hear in my head when this person came up was, Taserface! And when you see the movie, you'll understand.
Okay. Okay.
Is this movie only in theaters? Is that?
It is.
Okay.
I was going to say.
It will be on the Disney in a couple of months.
If you guys still have drive-ins, it's at the drive-in.
We don't have those here.
We have one up here. I just went to go see Paw Patrol, the movie. It was paired with Jungle Cruise.
Oh, I don't want to see either of those.
Well, you're doing good then.
Yeah.
Next time you have a son under the age of 8. You will be enjoying Paw Patrol the movie at the drive-in.
I fully understand why you had to see Paw Patrol.
Right.
I don't have any desire to
no,
see
No, I was
Paw
just
Patrol.
Sad because on the screen that we weren't facing, Shang-Chi was playing, and I was like, I wish I could have worked this out better. But
you should just said, yeah, I'm going to go get a sandwich. I'll be right back.
I could
in 2 hours.
Right.
And it's two hours and 12 minutes.
I knew no one was waiting around. Like, they just wanted to see Paw Patrol. And so I didn't want to leave, you know, an hour and 20 minutes into Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
It would have been a hard leave.
Yeah, that would have been that. You would have not been happy with that. No.
Yeah. Yeah, Jungle Cruise I'll watch when it comes onto the Disney Plus out of Premiere Access. Black Widow's got to be available soon, isn't it?
I don't know. It's still in the theater here.
Oh.
Well, it's on Disney, but you have to pay for it still.
Yeah, I ain't paying.
No. Okay, Samurai says October 9th-ish. It should come off of Premiere Access and into free viewing, or, you know, regular viewing.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the movie. It really filled the James Bond void that is now, you know, they're coming out with another James Bond, but it really filled that void for me. So
yeah, right now I'm excited for Bond. I want to go see that Sopranos movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on HBO Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere to see that.
Well, that's true, but I want to see that, you know.
Right. I feel the same way about Dune. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that real bad.
Yeah. But if I can see it for free, then if it's awful, I will feel less sad about seeing it.
Yeah. I had low expectations for the ones they did on the Sci-Fi Channel years ago, and I enjoyed them. So
sure.
Yeah. I don't know what we were talking about.
We were about to do trivia.
What's your trivia?
Then it kind of went sideways. Holy Jeebus.
A ninja attacked Ian.
No, apparently. Something. I'll be right back. Skip this. I'll come back to it.
I can't. Your section's next. Oh, no, it's not. It's the mailbag. All right, Ray, what's in the mailbag?
All right. A whole bunch of people curious what's going on with Ian. But sure, we'll start off with Hezjan Gixon, who said, man, either they're getting lazy with their clues, or y'all, specifically Ian, are getting better at interpreting them, because I think Hydra Stomper is like the third or fourth that y'all have guessed ahead of time recently. Given how insanely esoteric they have been in the past, this is very strange. Well,
we didn't get this one.
Yeah, we didn't come anywhere near this one, so string broken. But Yeah, I think Ian was on a roll there for a little bit. T-Danger Author did say that his big, we talked about What If last time, his biggest problem is that most of them aren't actually What If scenarios. He said the first and fourth really count as classic What If stories, but the fifth one in particular he was unhappy with. As far as he's concerned, the only thing Marvel zombies eat is bleep. I don't know, apparently he doesn't like zombies in Marvel.
That was a big seller for Marvel when they did Marvel Zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was.
I actually think I have a hardcover version of it behind me here somewhere.
People really like zombies. Like, the whole zombie genre is huge. So, and he thought, he said he had a gut feeling that the clue was a pointer toward five-star Kang, which it turns out is not, which would mean all the series so far presented us with two playable characters except Falcon and Captain America, who's given us none. Need I say what an outrage this is? Where is my freaking Batroc?
Oh, dude.
along with U.S. Agent?
Yeah, I'd be happy with U.S. Agent. That'd be way cooler. He's a no-talent
player. Or I would be excited about Power Broker Sharon.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be good. Cool. All right, before I continue with the mailbag, I need to know. What happened,
Ian? Tell me, baby girl, because I need to know.
What?
What happened,
Ian? I don't
know.
I heard something crashing outside my house. I needed to go know what it was. I assumed it was hooligans or some such thing, but I couldn't track it down.
Did a tree fall on your house?
It could have.
Mine an hour ago?
It could have.
All right. I'm going to finish up with the listener comments then.
Do it, though. Right.
Steak Palm said, Marco Polo, what a great show. And The Wrath of the Khans in Hardcore History is a brilliant multi-part listen. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm sure I could Google it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a podcast.
And then Samurai is writing a wall of text for his own choices for the world leaders. But since you brought up in Hardcore History, and my number three was Xerxes, he talks about Carlin's three-part King of Kings series is a great fresh take on the Persian Empire.
George Carlin?
I don't know, but he's here, so maybe he can explain. But Dan Carlin. He did say, with Frank Miller's comics turning it into a successful movie, everyone has, like, the Spartan perspective. But Carlin alludes to Xerxes as a Darth Vader figure, and the Kings of Kings series flips the narrative and examines the history from the Persian side. It's interesting because much like the Mongols, the Persians didn't care who you worshipped as long as you respected their authority.
Respect my authority.
And so the Persians were the first large empire to practice religious tolerance. So I'm interested in it now. I want to know.
Hey, to derail you one more second, as you talked about Frank Miller, have you seen that you can buy the vehicles from Fury Road?
Oh,
from
yeah.
The Lloyd's Auction House. We all need to chip in our money and buy the Doof Wagon so that I can be driving down the street playing an electric guitar and, heralding my army into victory. I need the Doof Wagon.
I'm sure that'll
fit you. Please send my contributions, buy yourself a bunch of stuff on Amazon, and then we can get money to buy the Doof Wagon.
I need to introduce you to the percentage of a cut that we get for that Amazon banner.
Puzzle Warriors GoFundMe Doof Wagon.
The news told me that, Christmas gifts are going to be very hard to come by this year due to supply chain issues. So you should order them all now. Order them all now on Amazon starting
tomorrow. Get ahead of that supply chain.
That's right.
All right, finishing up, Perondiac said, I started Marco Polo, but I got distracted by other things, so this was a good reminder to go back to it. Does Ian have a Venmo so that he doesn't have to let characters die on the vine?
No.
I do if you want to contribute to this Doof Wagon thing.
The Doof Wagon is way more important than characters dying on the vine. That is not an appropriate reason to Venmo me money. But thank you, that's super kind.
And finally,
I do like this game and I like the developers, but man, sometimes you just gotta let those characters die on the vine.
So the last thing that I have, and it is huge. I'm certainly not going to go into detail, but if you want all the details, all the details are on the Reddit from episode 308. Samurai gives his take on the top three world leaders. And he says, when I realized I was on page 9 and still not done with number 2, it was clearly time to simplify. So I'm just going to mention who they were. If you're not familiar, his number 3, Quintus Fabius Maximus Viracocis. He was a dictator of Rome after Hannibal completely wiped out the Roman army. He was known for his like kind of a guerrilla tactic strategy while he was dictator. But after his time as dictator, the Romans replaced him with new consuls, and they didn't like his cowardly tactics. So they went back to fighting the old way and lost their army again. So, yeah, basically they brought him back and was like, you want to lead again? And he was like, no, I'm done being dictator, but I'll tell you how to win your wars. So, yeah, he was a great military leader, definitely.
All right.
Gustavus Adolphus, King of Sweden. Ooh. Again, just go to Reddit. Like,
just play Civilization. You'll,
there you go. And George Washington is number 1, which
I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, I gotta give it. And George Washington, Samurai at least alluded to. I didn't read the whole thing, but George Washington actually used during the Revolution some of Quintus Fabius Maximus Varicosus's tactics against the English. So
he also, you know, inoculated the army against smallpox.
He did
back in the day. So
he absolutely did. So, and there you go. That's all the. All this in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right, Ian, what was that trivia question?
A trivia question, once again, is... did I mark off the ones I've asked or not?
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, it's been a couple weeks. Did I ask you any questions about Sabretooth?
Don't think so.
Good. Before becoming the archenemy of Wolverine, Sabretooth first appeared as a villain of what superhero?
Huh.
Ooh.
I always thought it was Wolverine.
That makes sense. And yet, according to my unreliable sources, that's not the case.
Okay.
That's a good question. I like it. All right. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump you up. All right. Let's see what's going on this week. Okay. For this week only, we're going to go straight to the 4 stars because of Craig's earlier profanities. Got to keep this trim. 4-star Age of Apocalypse Beast is boosted. Bigger attack tiles from his blue, more green AoE, because green AoE is what Beast does for a living. And protect tiles also boosted. My greatest and oldest in-game nemesis, Gwenpool, is boosted. So I'm sure some of those codes do something.
That gun, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's that Chekhov's gun that everyone's excited about. Does a truckload of damage, so there you go. Gwenpool users. Lockjaw, everybody's favorite guy living on the moon. More green damage.
We're sailors on the moon. We got a big harpoon.
And I feel like one of his has a multiple effects, and one of those multiple effects does some more damage. I think that's Royal Escort. 2099 is boosted. That means extra damage from his black and more damage from his yellow. And main event Hulk. An oldie but a goodie. His Gamma Power Bomb already does too much damage. I can't even imagine what it does boosted. And when they choose to deal damage, the yellows will also be boosted. So, Black Bolt, 5-star. He is boosted. His green does a lot of damage. And more damage if you have enough charge tiles with his black. Looks like a Ghost Rider. More damage and more damage. Good for him. Hang in there. Robbie Reyes. Who's this? I'll have to scroll up and look. Oh! Okoye. She's pretty good at everything. I don't know what she does, but... Oh! Her red's gonna do more damage. And more damage based on the black. So, that's cool. Lastly, it's Wasp. I don't know what the 5-star one does. Let's read. Nope. More damage. And more health steal. Alright. There you go. Trim and easy. Let's see what Samurai has to say about this. Everyone works well with Okoye. Run 3 Okoye if you can. But also try 4-star Beast, Lockjaw, and 3-star Bullseye. Beast makes a lot of special tiles. He and Lockjaw will do stuff when the enemy matches those tiles. And Bullseye can throw those tiles and make more of his own. Awesome. Sweet. Well, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. All right, let's head over to team-up time.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All righty. Synergy segment is being continued thanks to Auberman and Hesjan Gixon. I'm sticking with the Auberman team this week. He is transitioning onto a four-star team, and it is very relevant since one of them is boosted. So, this is a four-star team with Maria Hill, Beast, who will be boosted, and Kate Pryde. Maria Hill is an excellent character with cheap powers, largely been ignored because she is a semi-recent four-star. Each of her powers is good, but this team leans more on her black and blue powers, which synergize nicely and are cheaper than her less reliable trap-dependent purple. So for six black, Best of Intentions creates five strike tiles of a decent strength. A countdown tile is placed that will likely down her, but if you can't match it away in four turns, you can fire her blue, which does not only a nice down amount of AoE damage, but for AoE damage for 7 AP, but also turns her invisible for four turns, thereby avoiding the damage from that countdown. Medusa would be an obvious choice to benefit from her strikes, but another good person is Beast. If you do match the specials, you get 3 extra AP in that color from the passive part of his blue. Meanwhile, his black gives you protect tiles if the enemy matches the specials. So that's a pretty good team up there. But if you're avoiding Maria's strikes and the enemy is matching them, and then you match his protect tiles, things can escalate quickly. This is where Kate comes in. Kate's black passive will make the enemy team pay double for any strikes they ill-advisedly match, which make things escalate catastrophically for the enemy team. On top of that, her yellow passive makes friendly special tiles 48% stronger. Maria Hill, he has her at a 3-5-5. Extra damage and invisibility is what you're looking for. You could go with a 5-5-3 if you'd rather toss in a bunch of strong traps. Beast at a 5-5-3, even though you're probably not going to be using the active component of his blue, getting the extra AP from enemy matches is probably better than the extra charge tile that his green gives you. And Kate, put her at a 5-3-5. The extra countdown tile from having red at 5 would be nice, but having the other two powers at 5 just seem way more potent. So there you go. It's a nice team up. I have to say, his ability to team up characters that I have not previously used on the team up segment is really amazing, and we've got a character boosted this week, so you know, you can try him out if you got him covered. Two fairly recent ones. But there you go. That's your team up for this week. Brought to you, as always, by Unify.
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 And you got Steam open.
You betcha.
You gonna open a token?
I will. I had to send one of our alliance mates a team up, but I'm gonna do the token opening right now. See what's in numero 20. All right. It's a 4-star Valkyrie. One of my favorites.
Alrighty.
So well, I got 4. What do you got, Ray?
I got 10.
All right, I'll do my 4 quick.
Okay.
We got a Eddie Venom, the Sandman, the Lights Out Black Widow, and there's a purple, Free of Charge Electro. So 25%, 1 out of 4.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's all right.
So
my Electro to 0-2-2.
Oh, nice. I had 42. I went ahead and spent a bunch of them because I was trying to, you know, we switched over to Shang-Chi and Electro and Odin. I don't have any of those champed. Out of the first 9 opens, I got 3 covers, and I was, like, super happy. And then I went, what does that leave? I went, like, 23 with absolutely no 5-stars. So I'm hoping to get a couple here. And, hey, it's a good start. I got a purple on the very first one. Odin's Blessing.
Sweet.
Number 2 is 4-star Bloodstone, Elsa Bloodstone. Mm. Number 3, all right, my first Shang-Chi.
Nice.
Wow.
Number 4 is a Nick Fury. Number 5 is a Spider-Man of some sort, Miles Morales. Number 6, making up for it, I got another purple. Deadly Hands, Shang-Chi. Number 7 is a Nebula. 8 gets me a Valkyrie. 9 is a Carolina Dean. And finally, it is another 4-star Deadpool out of bullets. Not bad though, 3 out of 10. I'm happy. I'm happy with that.
That's a good ratio.
Yeah. Good deal. Thanks always to the OG. This guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. A bunch of great podcasts working together. Longbox Heroes, Final Wrestling Place, Wings on Wings. That's all I can think of right now, except for the Profane Argument, which is the best show ever. Listen to it or else. That's all I got. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Or else.
Anything else for the good of the order, then?
I think I'm good.
I am also ready to venture into the night.
All right. Well, sorry for last week's hiatus, but thanks, everybody, for joining back with us this week. Comment suggestions, shoot them at Ray. He would love to hear from you. If you want to throw us a bone and click and kick in for that doof wagon, go to our Amazon banner and click on that. Buy yourself some stuff. You know, get it early for Christmas. Buy early, buy often. And or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and get yourself something there. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, this game has animations. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.